News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
With us is Lara Tuama, who is from Mishnach Corkig. And Lara is part of a campaign to, quotes, decolonize the road signs around the country, starting in Cork. Lara, what are the road signs that you have problems with?
Hi, Anton. Thanks for inviting me on this morning. I suppose the ones we have problems with are the ones that are named in honour of Empire, and the names that are imposed, I suppose, to subjugate Irish people under the rule of Empire.
Like what?
I suppose you might have read the letter there we sent to the Cork City Council there earlier in the week, and place names like Union Quay, Victoria Road, Albert Quay, and like these are place names that are named in honour of, I mean, the famine queen being the obvious one, and her husband. I mean, in a half mile radius there, we have Union Quay, Albert Quay, Albert Road, Albert Street, Victoria Road. I mean, these are place names that probably should have been changed 100 years ago, but look, better late than never, I suppose.
And is it the fact that they are part of our colonial legacy, or is it that you believe that they are particularly reprehensible individuals?
I suppose it's the fact that they are part of colonial history. Names aren't neutral. Do you know, they were given by, they were named by choice. They're named to leave an imprint of power. And we believe that to rename is to resist and to reclaim status. I suppose, yeah, their colonial legacy would be the major issue that we have with it. Them as individuals, I suppose, is open to historians to debate.
I tell you what, it's going to end up with a lot of stuff having to be renamed if you get your way.
Yeah, no, of course. Like, but look, I mean, there's precedence there. Like, there's been street names changed all over the world, in Ireland, even like in Cork, even. What is known McCurtain Street, named after Tomás McCurtain, was once called King Street. I mean, it's not something new. It's not something extremely radical. It may be an idea that people, maybe who live in the area or live on certain streets, you know, have memories of certain streets, might be uncomfortable for them, but like any rebranding process, like, you know, it just takes time to accept change.
Argument to be made for the fact that the names continue is evidence of our capacity to have achieved independence? I mean, a bit like the post boxes, paint them green, but leave Eeyore or whatever is written on them, because it reminds us we managed to achieve the independence.
Yeah, you could say that, or you could say that it's just, you know, covering up the ongoing legacy of colonialism. It would be remiss of me not to mention the real legacy of colonialism here, which is the occupation of six counties. So I just want to, you know, make sure I get that a mention. Street names are fairly minuscule in comparison to that, but yeah.
Brings up the issue of what do you do, Lara, about picking the names? Because that is going to create a bun fight.
Of course, yeah, of course. Look, I mean, we're not proposing going in overnight and just changing 100 street names without, you know, discussing with people. We're asking the City Council to get a conversation going to, you know, impose a vote, but just to kind of to create policies of decolonization, you know, whether that's through street names, whether it's through promotion of the Irish language, use of the Irish language, spaces where the language can be used freely. And these are all a part of the process of decolonizing.
But you know where this leads? I mean, when they tried to name, when the British tried to name a boat for exploration by public vote, it ended up being called Boaty McBoatface. How do we end up this not becoming a political football?
Look, I suppose in the modern day, it's kind of heartbreaking not to become a political football. Best way for that to happen is to have it open, public, transparent. That's what we're asking for. You know, we want the council to get the public involved. I suppose the stakeholders on certain streets, you know, if the streets identified, stakeholders to kind of state their claim, and then for the public to have their voices heard too.
Now, there's a lot of text coming in around one issue in particular that I must bring to you, given your birthplace, saying, change the English market to the Dublin market. What about the name of the English market? Does he want the English market changed? So that seems to be the one that is coming up most of all. Is this the end of the English market?
Look, the English market, I suppose, is you know, a historical site in Cork. I mean, it was traditionally the market of where the English would go while the Gaels had their own markets. I don't really see a problem with that name. I mean, like, we're not trying to erase history. we're not trying to pretend that we haven't got a, you know, links and heritage.
Well, you are a bit if you get rid of Albert Key. I mean, that's fairly significant, isn't it?
No, it's not a raid in history. I mean, history still exists. Their legacy still exists. I can go back to the point about six counties. Their legacy still exists. The fact that we're having this conversation in English is their legacy. We're just trying to highlight maybe people who gave more to the Irish people, to the Irish nation, to Irish culture than British royals.
Well, you'll be glad to know you have some support coming in text saying 100% agree, change the names to reflect Irish heroes and heritage. Another, I completely agree, we need to root and branch review our past colonial place names and change them to proud Irish names. Lara, thanks very much for your time this morning. That is Lara O'Tuama from Mishnick Cork.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.